"Where's he been?" Fred Pence, Andrea's son-in-law, had just arrived the week before with the second group sent from Granville. "He ran off to the Habsburgs when Gustavus Adolphus and the Hessians came through and took Priest's Alley here and along the Rhine River in the fall of 1631. Fulda gave up without a single shot. We haven't seen hide nor hair of him." Wes came back from the window. "At least with the abbot and chapter monks gone, most of the people seem to prefer us to the Hessians as an occupation force. Even the monks who are still around, at least since we promised to try to get their library back from our noble ally, the Landgrave of Hesse, who swiped it."
"Don't get their hopes up. When these brigands swipe stuff, it stays swiped, our side just as much as their side."
Roy Copenhaver, the economic liaison, was already thoroughly disillusioned by how little between them Bernhard of Saxe-Weimar for Gustavus Adolphus and the Hessian commander Albrecht Thilo von Uslar had left in Fulda in the way of resources for the Grantvillers to work with. Although he had to admit the monks who escaped to Cologne had supposedly taken most of the abbey's treasury with them, so he couldn't blame their own new captain general or his Hessian allies for that. Andrea stuck her pencil through her graying hair.
"Not to mention that they stole their archives themselves. That is, the monks who ran off to Cologne took the records with them and aren't about to send them back.